Chapter 33. Now Jacob raised his eyes and saw Esau coming, and 400 men were with him. So he divided the children among Leah, Rachel, and the two female servants. He put the female servants and their children in front, Leah and her children after them, and Rachel and Joseph behind them. Then he himself went ahead of them and bowed down to the earth 7 times as he came near to his brother. But Esau ran to meet him, and he embraced him and kissed him, and they burst into tears. When he raised his eyes and saw the women and the children, he said,
"Who are these with you?"
To which he said,
"The children with whom God has favored your servant."
At that the female servants came forward with their children and bowed down. And Leah too came forward with her children, and they bowed down. Then Joseph came forward with Rachel, and they bowed down. Esau said,
"What is the purpose of all this camp of travelers that I have met?"
He replied,
"In order to find favor in the eyes of my lord."
Then Esau said,
"I have a great many possessions, my brother. Keep what is yours."
However, Jacob said,
"No, please. If I have found favor in your eyes, you must take my gift from my hand, because I brought it so that I could see your face. And I have seen your face, as though seeing God's face, in that you received me with pleasure. Take, please, the gift conveying my blessing that was brought to you, for God has favored me, and I have everything I need."
And he continued to urge him, so that he took it. Later Esau said,
"Let us move out and go, and let me go in advance of you."
But he said to him,
"My lord is aware that the children are delicate, and that in my care are sheep and cattle nursing their young. If they are driven too quickly for one day, then the whole flock will die. Let my lord, please, go on ahead of his servant, but I will continue the journey more slowly, at the pace of my livestock and of the children, until I come to my lord at Seir."
Then Esau said,
"Please, let me leave some of my people with you."
To this he said,
"Why do this? Just let me find favor in the eyes of my lord."
So that day Esau went on his way back to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and he built a house for himself, and he made shelters for his herd. That was why he named the place Succoth. After journeying from Paddan Aram, Jacob arrived safely at the city of Shechem, in the land of Canaan, and he set up his camp near the city. Then he acquired a portion of the field where he pitched his tent from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. There he set up an altar and called it God, the God of Israel.